listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show today. I'm going to move the website thing up there so you can see it. So today I don't have a guest. I'm going to talk to my guest is that phoenix that's on the banner behind me. And I want to talk about coaching, because there's so much noise and nonsense in the world about coaching. So this program's about you. Like, I'm doing this show for you. And for you, what I mean is my goal, my commitment is to help 50 million people this year. And incidentally, my year ends October 14th, which is just in about 2.5 weeks. So I'm going to set a new goal, and we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. Because my goal this year was to help 50 million people to discover I don't need those, who they really are, and create their life from that divine place. And so, you know, you hear me talk all the time about being an infinite creator, or, you know, you have infinite possibilities. And that's true. You know, it's funny because I just got off a coaching call just before this with a client, and we were talking about a presentation that I just gave in Orlando this last weekend. And he asked me about the presentation, and I showed it to him, what it was about. And here's the real crux of it. I gave a presentation that was actually an invitation to members of the audience to consider three things. First, to consider what skills they already have. I want you to consider that too, because you have skills. Like, whatever you're doing for work right now, those are some of your skills. Skills can be all kinds of stuff, but often they're the things that we sell in the marketplace. Maybe you're a cashier. Maybe you're an architect. Maybe you are a doctor. Maybe you deliver pizza. Maybe you created a business. Maybe you're an author. Maybe you're a YouTube person, right? That set of skills that you sell in the marketplace is what you have. Right. And you're not using all of them unless you have 15 jobs, which I hope you don't. But that is one way that we make a living. But you know what? 75% of people are not happy with their jobs. And that's what some surveys show. The numbers go up and down. And when you ask why, they feel like, well, they're just a cog in the machine, or they're not doing something really important. They're certainly not living the ultimate life, the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. That's not what their experience is day to day, week to week, hour to hour. You know, oh, got to get up Monday again. Oh, can't wait for Friday. That kind of conversation. And I certainly know that. I used to do that for many years. And that's what most people do. And then further, most people then sort of give up and think, okay, that's all I can have. That's all that's really available to me, is to just work a job, make a living, work for the weekend, have some great vacations, have some fun with people I love, and that's all. Well, you, me, we're free to settle for that. Anytime you want, you're free to settle. But most people aren't happy. And that's why they're not happy with their jobs. It doesn't feel fulfilling. It doesn't feel like you're being used with your greatest talents. Like, what you really have to offer the world is available. I heard somebody say more than once, well, the world couldn't handle me if I was my authentic self. Well, I think they were being partly funny, but, you know, there's truth in that. But the truth isn't that the world couldn't handle you. It's the truth is you're choosing not to be your full, authentic self, doing the things you want to do. You're choosing that. What a sad thing. I would love to meet you, but I'd love to meet each person as they feel like they really are, that piece that, you know, they're afraid to let show. Because they're afraid somebody won't like them, or they'll be rejected, or it won't be good enough, and all of the other nonsense stories that we tell ourselves. So anyway, the offering that I gave to these folks in Orlando was, let's take your existing skills that you're already selling in the marketplace or that you have or could, and let's combine that with something else, something that will make it more valuable. And you know what that more value thing is? It's your natural gifts. Now, some people, a few, already use their natural gifts as the thing they offer the world. It's a very small percentage. Now, I don't know if you know Taj Ferrant, that Australian guitar player. He's 14, but when he was 9 or 10, he slam dunk won Australia's Got Talent with a guitar solo or a guitar performance of Prince's Purple Rain. And I saw it, and it was, if you didn't watch, you would have sworn it was a grizzled, wildly experienced, spectacularly emotional guitar player playing this song. And then you look and see that this 9-year-old kid, unthinkably good. If you haven't YouTube, you look that up on YouTube, you need to. He is using his gifts. Now, today he's 14, and I just saw a picture of him on the internet with a client of mine who creates paintings, and he created a beautiful painting for this guy, and the story is long and complicated how it got there. But the picture was of my client on stage with this guy, like full-on star of the show, not backstage, on stage, or I guess it was backstage, but a beautiful picture of him and my client. Now, that kid has more talent in, you know, a hair, one little hair, or one of his dreadlocks, than most people have in their whole lives. Why such talent was given? Who knows? Who cares? It's beautiful to share it. So that's an obvious and big talent. But you have natural gifts. Now, maybe they're not in music. Maybe they're not in art. Maybe they're not in acting or opera or some other visible thing that we define as the arts. But most gifts that people have are more emotional kinds of things. Maybe you listen really well in a way that makes people just feel heard. Or maybe you're one of those people that always just kind of knows what to say, the right thing to make someone feel like you're present for them and you've said the thing that's either encouraging or comforting. Maybe you're a natural kind of leader. You're not only charismatic, but you have a way of making people feel included. And maybe you have a gift for motivation. Maybe you know how to energize a crowd. Maybe you know how to just intimately energize one person. And there's a thousand ways to describe those things. Maybe you just know how to notice people, those that are regularly mostly unseen. Or maybe you're the person that just sees someone in need on the street. You go out of your way and buy them a meal and put them in a hotel for the night. You know, there are natural gifts. And every single one of us has one of those or more, many natural gifts. Now, I want you to think about something for a minute. If you take your existing skills and you combine them with the natural gifts you have, whatever they are, don't you think that that will make a more powerful, more valuable offer in the marketplace? Yes or yes? Of course it will. Now, that's only two of the ingredients. The third ingredient is your life experience. The life experience you have is the basket in which all of those other things unfold. And usually the life experience that matters the most is your suffering, your uncomfortablenesses, the things where you messed up, the messes, the smashes, the pain, the betrayals, the addictions, the depression, the deaths, the illness, the, you know, bad things that happen to us. Those things either ruin us or they refine us. It's our choice, and sometimes they ruin us first and they refine us later. That's okay. But I want you to think about it. Now, if you combine the seasoning that your life experience gives you with your natural gifts and your existing skills, that three-part combination is the most valuable thing you can offer. Because it's most connected to all of you. It is your authentic, and I know that word's overused, but it's your authentic truth, your authentic self. Okay, so what I offered What I offered to that group was a container, a 90-day coaching container, which means, you know, calls every week and a bunch of preparatory work and stuff, to identify that magic superpower, a combination of their natural gifts and their existing skills and their life experience, to work with them to figure out what that could be for them, and then help them turn it into a product or service, and then help them figure out how to get it available to a market so that they could create some money. Now, the goal that we had set is $10,000 by Christmas. Now, there's about 3 months left, and so that would be an extra $3,000 a month. So that was the offering, was it's a container that was, you know, a bunch of programs and calls and meetings and things to help them do that. That is a coaching container with a very specific outcome. Now, I said, you know, those three things, your existing skills, natural gifts, and life experience, and you can go say, well, I can do that myself. Yeah, you could, but you won't. 99%+ of people can hear that kind of advice and then not have the, not create the time or make, take the effort or have the courage to put it together and then create a product and then see it through. Always, well, I don't have time. I don't know how to do it. I don't know who would buy it. I don't know how to market. I don't know how to find the right people. I don't know. I can't. It won't be good enough, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what always happens. So people ask me, what is a coach? Well, a coach is the person that helps you make it happen. Walk it over the line. Take your hand and encourage you while you do the work. Now, your coach isn't going to do your push-ups for you. No matter how many push-ups I do, it will make your arms big. No matter how many products I create, it won't sell yours. But I can help this group, you too, but this was the offering that I gave. So I got some clients, and we're going to start this coming Saturday with an all-day session to get some of those things organized, and then we'll meet weekly for 3 months to get that done. So another way I describe this, that's an example of a coaching arrangement to help someone do a particular thing. Now, if you think about athletics, you know what a coach is. Coach is a person that watches the athlete and sees how they're performing and suggests do this, do that, make sure that they do their workouts. Michael Phelps gave an interview. I've told this story before, but I saw an interview on TV where he talked about, and this was in between his last Olympics and the one before that, where he became the most decorated Olympian of all time, where he said he couldn't count the number of times that his coach caught him trying to sneak out the back of the gym and skip some of the workouts. Well, that's what a coach is for. Encouragement, sometimes hand-holding, sometimes shortcuts, sometimes accountability. That's what an athletic coach is. That's what a music coach does. It's what a piano coach does, a drama coach, a business coach, helps you organize your thinking, your product processes, and execute. It's one thing to teach somebody something, and it's another thing to stay with them through the mud and the blood and the tears and get it done. That's the coaching process. Think of the stories you know about high school coaches or college coaches and the difference they make just because of who they are and how they show up in your life. So that's what I love about this work. I get to be that person that shows up that way in a client's life. Now, here's the other thing I told the folks over the weekend. I talked about the package and everything. I told them how much it costs. And I said, the money's not even important. What's important is I need your heart and your soul and your commitment to do this. Otherwise, do not sign up. So I discouraged as much as I could from signing up just because they think there's some kind of magic bullet. There isn't, there never was, and there never will be. There's the opportunity to go do the work, just like Phelps and other athletes and artists and actors and actresses and everything else. You have to do the work, and the coach is there to help you improve, to hold your feet to the fire, and to help you stay on the path that you have chosen and meet the goals that you have declared. So sometimes people say, well, who do you work with? And so I have this little sentence, a couple of them, to describe. I don't just coach anybody because I'm a real get-it-done guy. I used to use the title the execution mentor. And some people thought, you know, execution. Well, I didn't mean life and death. What I meant is get it done. Execution, completion, finish, success, get it over the line. So the execution mentor, I'm the get it done guy. But I don't work with everyone because most people, my experience, are looking for some shortcut, some sort of magical bullet. Isn't there a way to make it happen, this magical stuff, without putting in the work? Isn't there a way to just, you know, make it happen? No. Not now, not ever. Even that prodigy that I just told you about, I already know thousands upon thousands of hours with his fingers on the fretboard, working the notes, and yep, he's blessed with spectacular talent and connection. And, you know, his influences were Stevie Ray Vaughan and Prince, you know, the blues guitar kind of feeling. Well, I can tell you right now that the hours have been put in and the results show. So here's what I say. I say, I am the ultimate catalyst. A catalyst is an element in a chemical reaction that makes something happen that wouldn't otherwise happen. So you put two chemicals together and nothing happens. You pour in a catalyst and all of a sudden there's a vigorous reaction. And then the reaction takes place and you get the results you want and the catalyst is still there. It's not involved in the reaction. The catalyst isn't changed and you can use it over and over and over again. But somehow the mere presence of this catalyst makes a reaction happen or happen way faster than it would have happened otherwise. So that's why I love the word catalyst. So I say I am the ultimate catalyst for movement makers, visionaries, and messengers to help them get clear on their goals, eliminate the doubt and fear, and turn their visions into reality. So people that are motivated, that are like, I want to create my presence, my mark, my adding good to the world. I want to do that. I have a message. I have a set of experiences in my life that I know is valuable. See, that's a fundamental part of your ultimate life, because the way I define your ultimate life is a life of purpose, a life of prosperity, which includes cash, and a life of joy, purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by discovering, developing, and then serving with your life experience and your gifts. Now, there's nothing more fun than living every day in service, making money, using your gifts and your life experience to add good to the world. That's the most fun thing in the universe. And that's what I do. I help people get from a place of doubt and fear and worry that it won't happen, or they don't have time, or nobody would buy their stuff or care about what they have to say or anything else, past all that, to a place of understanding that you are unique, valuable, and powerful. You matter. Your experience matters. Your natural gifts matter. The skills that you've spent time either in the school of hard knocks or in college or wherever, the skills you've learned, they matter too. Now, you're never probably going to be able to use all the skills you ever learned, all the natural gifts you have, and every one of your life experiences, and you don't need to. One of the key pieces of discovering this magic superpower is cultivating and developing your intuition. Ooh, sounds woo-woo. Yep. Intuition is that indescribable knowing that we have in our hearts or our stomachs or, you know, wherever it shows up in your body that teaches us something, that lets you know, you ought to go try that. You ought to do it. And as soon as that happens, there's resistance that shows up and says, well, it might not work. Well, you might be embarrassed. When that shows up, you know you're in the right place. You know you're feeling something important. Now, I have a question for you. Do you cultivate your intuition? I know you have it. Most people, excuse me, most people don't know how to get it on purpose. Excuse me. Most people don't cultivate that inner voice so that it's available on demand. In fact, most folks that I talk to believe that it's random and shows up whenever the universe or God wants it to. There is a way to cultivate your intuition so that it's as reliable as the sunrise. So that's part one. Another part is cultivating the ability to understand and then to act on intuition, inspiration, whatever you want to call it. So it's not random. It's not an accident. It is connected to the purpose for which you are here. I mean, you and I, we came here for a purpose. We know that innately in our hearts. You know that. You may think, I don't know what it is. Oh, I hear all the time something that it's so funny. If I just had clarity, if I just knew exactly what to do. And what usually that is a euphemism for saying, somebody tell me exactly what to do that will be guaranteed to succeed, that will not embarrass me, that I won't fail too much at, and that won't be that hard. Well, no way. No dice, no chance. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to include failure. It's supposed to include growth and struggle and stretching and reaching. If it didn't, you wouldn't develop. Think about lifting weights. Any trainer will tell you that your muscles develop when you've done those last few reps that are right at your failure zone. That's when the muscle tissue breaks down. And that's why you wait a day for recovery between different muscle groups so that they have time to rebuild. That's when you build muscle. Well, your spiritual or energetic self, your skills and your talents are the same. You know, there's a book written about getting into flow state, and it talks about doing things that are just a few percent, I think the number was 4, but a few percent above your skill level. So you're right at the threshold and beyond. Not so hard, you don't stand a chance, but right past the threshold. That's when you stretch and go into flow, that alpha brain state where everything seems to slow down and you have that connection. That is available on command. What? Yeah, you can get into flow state on purpose. You can cultivate that ability. You can cultivate the ability to have inspiration or intuition. And the third thing you need to cultivate is your trust, your willingness to act on that intuition, your willingness to say yes and act without delay. That is a powerful and difficult thing to develop, because the minute we have this idea that we ought to do something, especially if it seems difficult or hard or scary, we dither. Well, not now, later, it's not my season, it's not my time, can't do this now, maybe later, maybe when it quiets down, maybe when kids are grown up, maybe when I finish this or that. Nonsense. If you feel an intuition to do something, it is a developed skill, but immensely rewarding to do it, and do it now. So think about that. What would happen for you in your life, right here, right now, if you developed deeply and fully the ability to get intuition anytime you wanted it, inspiration? What would be different for you? What would happen if you developed the ability to get into flow, creative flow, anytime you wanted, where time stopped and you're able to just do what you're doing and focus and create? What would be different in your life? What would be different for you if you developed the courage to just do what you're inspired to do? Drop the drama, drop the fear, not worry about what others think, and just do that. Those three things, develop your intuition, develop flow state, and develop the courage to act. What would be different for you? And those are not rhetorical questions. If you want to get the most out of this conversation tonight, take a piece of paper and write down some things that occur to you right now about the possibilities that brings in your life. Now, I'm telling you these things from experience and from going from a place where I didn't trust any intuition or inspiration that I had. I sure as heck didn't know how to get into flow state, and it was an accident. I lived in fear and worry most of the time during my decades of depression, and I never had the courage to just go do the thing. Today, I have all three, without hesitation and without question. And here's the thing. I know what I did to develop that. So when I make this offer to this group of people that joined and will be starting this Saturday, when I make this offer to them, I'm going to show them what I did and how they can develop their intuition, the ability to get into that flow state of creativity, and the courage to act. That's the basket in which the project happens. The project that you're developing is just a project. Every project has steps. You figure out the beginning point, the end point, and all the steps. All the steps of all the projects I heard from all these folks, it's already known. Publish a book, create a course, find an avatar, do some marketing, figure out how to get your product finished and recorded and videoed and or PDF'd or the book written or published or up on Amazon. All those are just project steps. There's nothing new about any of that. The internet exists. There's 100 ways to create funnels and websites and sales pages and Shopify stores and Spotify music lists and Amazon bestsellers and all that stuff. Those steps are well known. They're just project steps. The thing that turns into a difficulty all the time is the fear of failure, the paralysis that's provided by perfectionism. The idea that someone will laugh. I have a name for that. And I did it in the context of COVID. So when COVID started in 2020, March or February, it started before that, I know, but the lockdowns, you know, we didn't know how deadly that was going to be. And there was quite a bunch of fear. I remember driving around the city after lockdown started with joy. I think it was in March or April, and the city was deserted. Here in Edmonton, Alberta, there's practically no one on the road. Gas prices went down to half what they were. No one was driving. It was a glut of supply, and things were empty. I remember hearing about clear skies in different industrial areas in the world that had never happened in decades because factories were shut down and on and on and on. So anyway, when that was happening, it was a visceral fear, and some people worried, and some people got angry, and, you know, the drama that unfolded about that. But that it made me think of something, and that is this. So I invented a name, and it's called WITOT, Witot, Witot. And I called it a Witot fungus, not a virus, the Witot fungus. And the thing I said is the Witot fungus kills more people than COVID ever will. And that was a metaphorical statement. But the Witot fungus is fatal to your spirit. It's fatal to your creativity. It's fatal to finishing projects. It's fatal to implementing your divine gifts and combining it with your life experience. And Witot is an acronym. W-I-T-O-T. What I think others think. How many times have you been held back from singing, from performing, from writing, from making a suggestion, from speaking up in a meeting, from volunteering for a project, from starting a business, from any number of things that you can think of. How many times have you wanted to and then been held back by what I think others think or will think or could think or will laugh or say or do or not do? How often has that infection dampened your creativity? So when people ask me, what is a coach? A coach is a person that helps you eliminate all that. Obstacle obliteration service. That's one name that I give coaching. Obstacle obliteration service. Anxiety annihilation business. Blind spot protection service. I call it the people encouragement business, and have half a dozen more of them that are fun, you know, fun and a little bit funny, but they are the function of the coaching profession. Whether it's athletics or music or drama or business or personal development, it is the person who is on your side, who listens and won't buy into the stories, won't accept you arguing for your limitations, who treats you as if you're whole and capable instead of broken, who sees your possibility. One of the things that this whole coaching business has helped me learn to do is to just love people on sight. I look at you and I behold your divine nature and your gifts with awe and wonder. I can see your greatness and I love it. And so the yearning of my heart when I see that is to help you blossom and do whatever it is you want. And maybe sometimes I meet people that are already doing that. And that's because they've made those choices and have decided to do that. And you know what almost always happens when I meet someone like that? They're busy spreading the same message that I am, the message of your possibility, because they themselves, without exception, have gone from a place of doubt and fear and wit-hot and everything through the work, through the personal development work, doing the push-ups, or the emotional push-ups, or the spiritual work, to climb the mountain, to die and be reborn as the phoenix that's there behind me, and have come out the other side with a certainty that not only they, but you, can create anything you want in your life. Now, what would you do right now if you knew you could not fail? Think about that for a minute. I don't mean you can't fall on your face and have temporary setbacks, but in the ultimate scheme of things, what would you do differently if you knew that you were designed to succeed, to grow, to stretch, to get better, to get more prosperous, more powerful, more useful, more loving, more loved? I've got a URL on the screen. It's my name, www.kellenflukiger.com. There's a free thing there called 5 Steps to Your Ultimate Life. Go get it. It's free. It'll give you the steps that I use to get to this place of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Now, if you are already living your ultimate life, you love every day and you're super stoked, I'd like to meet you. So this is an open invitation to connect with me on one of the social media. I'm easy to find because my name is unusual. Connect with me on one of the social media and let's get acquainted, because I love to add to my list of friends and acquaintances people who are making that choice to add good to the world, who are using their life experience in a way that helps others, that are intentionally creating products, services, a life that is uplifting and building for others. Because when you get to that place of purpose, prosperity, and joy, the yearning that you feel to serve is undeniable. You love to serve. That's one of the things that is so much fun about the business that I have. The rewards are astounding. The number of people that I get to see, their excitement and their change and who they're becoming and the confidence that they build up, confidence and capability and certainty and change in their lives. I have a client who went from feeling suicidal to now having created generational wealth in a couple of very successful businesses because he chose to do the work. And I was joyfully part, the coach in that team to help that happen. What a blessing for me to be witness, to bear witness to that. I have never met a person where I couldn't, in just a few minutes, bear witness to their and your greatness, to your opportunity, to your power, to your ability to create, to the difference that you can make with your existing skills, your natural gifts, and your life experience in the world. As another way that I describe the work that I do, and it goes like this. I help you create your personal manifesto. Anchor it to everything you're doing. Create daily processes for focus, commitment, and energy, and achieve mind-bending goals. Now let's take that apart. Some highfalutin words, but let's think about it, because this is the work that I do. And I would love to help you in any way that I can. I help people create their personal manifesto. Well, what is that? Well, maybe you've been to a conference or read a book where one of the exercises was to create a statement about yourself. And sometimes there are things like, I am a loving and dedicated mother or father or husband or partner. I am a world-class artist, and you know, say some very powerful and true things. That is the very beginnings of a personal manifesto. I call it a PTAC, personal truth and commitment. But in the length of a conference, excuse me, or just reading a book, there's not enough time, direction, and effort to create something that will anchor your soul through tough times, through struggles, where you're committed to whatever it is that you write. The creation of such a document is one of the most important things you can do in your life. But here's the key to doing it. You need to take some time. And I found it impossible to do without some external help, so a coach or a coaching container of some kind. But here are the keys. You don't need anyone's permission, and you don't need anyone's approval. So I have helped people work on those where, you know, the first cut at that is all the words they think they're supposed to say, cool-sounding words of love and service and blah, 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 or all the words that they think somebody else would want to hear, or all the statements that they've heard somebody else somewhere say, and those don't have any power and they don't last. They're useless. Well, they're not useless. They're useful as an interesting starting point. But I can tell you when you work with those, they don't get you fired up. They don't make you feel like the phoenix on fire every day because they're not anchored to the truth of who you are. The way to develop a personal manifesto is in your own soul. Like, who do you want to be? Sometimes people say things like, write your own obituary. Or what would people say, and do people say, about you when you're not there? And they're telling the truth, not in a negative way or a positive way, either one, but just speaking truth about who you are and how you show up in the world. Personal manifesto, PTAC, personal truth and commitment document. That minimizes it. It's a monstrously powerful agreement between you and the universe, between you and your creator, between you and God. It is a commitment that you state about who you are in the world, how you are going to walk through the world, how you're going to approach every conversation, every relationship, every business dealing. It's just your choice. Now, you could say something like, I'm all in it for me. I'm going to take advantage of every single person that I can. Everything for me. I need all of it, all the money, all the power. I don't care who I rip off or who I hurt. That's who I am in the world. You could say that, and maybe it feels like some people have. Or you could say something like, I am my word. I speak only truth. I do what I say. I am who I seem, with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. The point isn't the words that I speak to you. The point is for you to explore what words represent the truth of the connection and commitment you want to create, that you want to be true. And nobody's perfect. And so sometimes writing such bold and declarative language is frightening, fearful, because, well, I'm not that good. I'm not there yet. People are going to think I'm perfect. Nonsense. Those who dare greatly fail greatly, so carry a big blanket of forgiveness. Your other choice is not to dare greatly, to settle for the easy and obvious, to muddle through the swamps of mediocrity. Why would you do that? The yearning in your soul is for excellence, for love, for development, for greatness, for doing something that matters. Well, then start with a declaration of who you are. So that is the personal manifesto, and it takes some doing. So I said I help people create one of those. I have a very specific, rigorous, and difficult process, but rewarding beyond all belief, to create that. And then anchor those words to everything that you're doing, because those things don't do any good if it's not anchored to your life, your breath. I've asked people about that stuff, and more than once I've had someone get on their computer, dig out in a book something they wrote in some conference and read it. And you can tell by how they read it that it doesn't mean anything to them anymore. It doesn't make them weep. It doesn't light their heart on fire and make them feel like that fiery phoenix. So in other words, it's useless. The manifesto, or the personal truth and commitment, the PTAC, is the beginning, but you have to then create a process to tie it to everything you're doing, because it's who you declared you were, right? So creating a personal manifesto and then anchor it to everything you're doing is key. And the next step is then create a morning, and it has to happen in the morning, process to create yourself every day so that you're in line with whatever you declare. You know, an athlete doesn't warm up after the game. So the idea that you'll do your preparation ritual at night is kind of silly. The game's over. So you do it in the morning to prepare yourself. And when you do that, your ability to create is infinite. Mind-bending results are the natural outcome of that kind of preparation. I find coaching to be the most rewarding profession that I've ever done. I can imagine that people that work in saving lives and doing other kinds of physical work that truly bless people's lives experience similar feelings. Although we've structured our health and emergency care such that there's too much pressure and people get burned out. Anyway, my work as a coach, I'm the ultimate catalyst for visionaries, movement makers, and messengers to get crystal clear on what you want to offer the world, what your triple superpower is. Eliminate the doubt and fear, and then turn those visions into truth so that it's the reality of their lives, your life. So that's what I do, and that's why I love it so much. Now, I have a question for you, and this is a serious question. Are you happy? Do you wake up every day ecstatic about whatever it is your schedule has, whatever you're going to do that day? Do you lean into and look forward to each of those things? Or are there a bunch of things of, oh, I got to do this, had no choices, oh, can't wait till that's done, oh, that sucks, hopefully tomorrow will be better? That's not love and life. But the good news is you can have a life, a real life, day-to-day, hour-to-hour life filled with purpose, prosperity, and joy, even if there are setbacks and struggles, even if or when there are ups and downs, even when other people do things that hurt you, betray you. Your happiness and success inside your heart, which is the only place that matters, doesn't depend on someone outside. Someone may rip you off, and maybe you've had that happen. You know, I certainly have. Someone may betray you. Had that happen too. It doesn't control your heart unless you let it. Those are some of the things that I get to help with, that I get to help people reframe, find the gift in every situation, and through the struggles and the hardships, create purpose, prosperity, and joy, hands down, every day, no matter what. Now, how could life be any more fun than that? So I want to invite you to a couple of things. Number one, if you're already living as happily as you possibly think is available for you, then I really do want to meet you. That was a genuine invitation. Reach out to me on social. I'd like to meet you, expand my circle of acquaintances and friends and people that I love with people that are living that full-on way. So that's something, one invitation. Number two, if you are a messenger or a visionary or a movement maker or someone who's trying to do that, then I want to meet you also, even if you're not, quote, there. And the reason is because part of my work is to help you get there. Maybe you want to be a guest on one of my podcasts. I want to help you spread your message, start your movement, expand and share your vision. Because when I do that, I am helping. I'm doing my commitment to help 50 million people. Now, that year ends in 3 weeks, and we're going to set a new bigger one because we reached this one. So that's the second one. If you're already living it, I want to meet you and talk to you because I want to help you and get to know and love what you're doing and support you. Number two, if you're wanting to do that, a messenger or a movement maker, a visionary or a messenger of some kind, I want to help. That's my purpose. And the third invitation is if you feel like those feelings are in you, but you're overwhelmed with the I can't, I won't, it's not good enough, and you're committed to work, then I'd love to talk to you to help you discover your own combination of existing skills, natural gifts, and life experience that you could offer to the world in a book, in a program, in a talk, in a workshop, in your church, in your community. There are nearly infinite number of ways to offer those services. And I know there are thousands, if not millions, of people who want to hear your voice. Maybe you want to have a podcast. Maybe you want to have a television show. Maybe you want to create something that will allow you to share your gifts, talents, vision, mission, thoughts, and feelings. That is the work that I do, and that's why I love it so much. There's nothing that I've ever done, at least, that's as much fun. So I encourage you to connect on social, go to the website, download the free gift there. I can't wait to meet you and to see your divine nature and gifts. I can't wait to see and feel the presence and the yearning that you have to add good to the world. And no matter what happens, we will have broadened our acquaintanceship. We will explore how we can serve not only each other, but our audiences and the people that are looking for and aching for the kind of encouragement and love that we can offer, eliminating barriers, developing intuition. If you're someone who wants to learn to hear your intuition, learn to trust it, learn to get into flow state so you can be maximally creative, I want to talk to you. I'd love to get to know your gifts, see your expression, and help you bring your gifts and talents to the world. That expression is so valuable, and it's the thing that's all I do anymore in my whole life, morning to night, every day. And I can make you a promise. If you discover, if you take the effort to discover that superpower and then make the choice to offer it, you can make more money, have more fun, and do the most good more than any other thing you could offer in the world. And that will move you to create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.